I'd like to introduce Liliana Urbain, a rhetoric and media studies major from San Carlos, California.
Why, hello there, class of 2014. I'm going to be real with you all. I really want this speech to be funny. I really want this speech to be the perfect blend of humor and inspiration. There was even a point when I, thought about standing up here and making a bunch of jokes that I know would make me laugh, like this one. Just hold on to your pants. A mushroom walks into a bar and sits down. And the bartender comes up and says, "Why are y'all alone?" And the mushroom says, "I don't know. I'm a fun guy." Okay, control yourselves, everyone. I realized after some time and after your reaction at this present moment that as much fun as it would be for me to do that, I don't think it would be as enjoyable for you all to sit and watch me make myself laugh. So I decided I would just be open about my experiences and hope that something I say, or maybe a story I share, a place I mention, or a feeling I've had reaches you and makes you think or remember, or maybe even laugh. So I don't know about the rest of you, but that first week of NSO felt so much like a summer camp. No classes, just socializing and raking in the PIO points and trying and failing at winning an iPad. Not that I'm bitter or anything. I got a Buffalo Exchange card that I promptly lost, so I don't really know what that means. But thinking back on that week, just, in general, feels really odd. It feels simultaneously like it just happened, like it's been years, and sometimes like it's just never happened at all. There was so much excitement and nervousness then, so much possibility and so many people telling you all about your opportunities, that these were the golden years and they were starting, and everything was so bright and so unfamiliar and was just electric, All of my first year kind of felt like that. When I think through all the people I've met and remet, the places I've went, the smart things I did in the classroom, the stupid things I did outside of the classroom, it's all a blur. It's like sitting in front of a washing machine and trying to recognize certain articles of clothing as the cycle's spinning. There, in the foam. That was the first time I experienced the glory of Thai peacock. And there, did you see that? That was sunbathing on the Pac-Man lawn in 50-degree weather. And over there, 2 a.m. jamming and kissing in the Evans practice rooms. Oh, and there, I think I just saw the, "Am I actually gay, or is this just a Lewis and Clark thing?" just go by. I think I learned something my first year, but more than that, I experienced. Sophomore year, I became an RA, and things changed a little bit. I learned about responsibility. I learned that RAs tried to avoid me in the hallway my first year as much as I was trying to avoid them. It was the year falling in love made me really come to terms with my own sexuality. It was also the year I went snowshoeing on Mount Hood, and I've never experienced a more beautiful day with more beautiful people. You see, there are these moments that I like to call anchors. I can usually tell when I'm dropping an anchor, and I know that kind of sounds like a poop reference, but stay with me. I can tell because I think I want to hold on to this moment. I want to freeze everything. I want to stay right here. That snow day was one of those moments. So I don't know if you know about the Merriweathers, but I love every single one of those ladies. And the retreat that I spent with them every year has been an anchor moment for me. There's something amazing about performing for an audience and feeling that rush and an odd amount of mouth dryness. But there's also something really incredible about just singing for fun. I remember times when I would dance around the room, belting in and out of tune with them. Me and the alto twos would see how low we could go. And that was pretty low. It just felt so good to sing just for us. Just fill the room with this joy and brightness and passion that would just melt away the drama and the stress we had back at school. So really, the whole RA experience has been an anchor moment for me too. I have never in my life learned how to be so unintentionally intentional. Intentionally listening, intentionally conversing, intentionally interacting, intentionally super not interacting with those people down the hall who have been blasting LMFAO's shots on repeat for the last 2 hours. Don't be mistaken, though. We RAs certainly do some hardcore partying of our own, involving sardines on rounds and taboo in the staff office. And I know some of you might not think that sounds very cool, but really, playing board games 8 p.m. on a Saturday night is pretty amazing when you're playing with some of the most extraordinary people you've ever met. It's going to be one of the hardest things for me to leave those people behind and know that I won't be able to see them on a regular basis. I also won't forget my trip abroad. And I think a lot of people here would agree with me when I say that some of my major anchor moments dropped abroad. I've heard stories of people drinking goat blood in Africa. I've heard people of stories dancing till 6 a.m. in Spain and finding love in London. The people and places I met on my Scotland trip changed me. The people I'll never forget. I'll never forget climbing up the mountains in the highlands with our guide, Eddie, telling us stories about Celtic goddesses and warp-spasming warriors. And looking out over the Isle of Skye, I remember feeling so overwhelmed by how small I was and how there was so much of the world that I would never see. But just how excited that made me to try. I'll also never forget this year. I became very anxious this year. It felt like there was a part of me who'd been trying so hard to be present that I wasn't at all. I tried to tell myself that was okay, that I was ready to leave, but honestly, I didn't know. I still don't really know. There's even a part of me that wishes I'd never joined a cappella, never become an RA, never traveled abroad. It scares me, but the truth is that I have fallen in love with Lewis and Clark, and there's a part of me that wishes I hadn't. In an attempt to seek comfort, I would sometimes ask my recently graduated friends, you know, what's the best part about graduating? They would say, no homework, or, you know, bills are pretty exciting. Awesome. So one Sunday night, at the end of last semester, a different kind of anchor moment occurred. On this particularly stressful day, I came back to my room, lay down under my blankets, turned on Fix You by Coldplay, because that song just kills me, and I just cried. I cried because I was scared to leave this community behind, because I was afraid I had done too much, that I wasn't ready to leave. I was afraid that I wasn't doing enough my last year. I cried because no matter how hard I fought, no matter how much I tried to hold on to the moment, it was passing. Calling these moments anchor moments was wishful thinking. Anchors imply a sense of stillness, you know, like an ability to stop, but nothing stops. I was going to graduate, whether I was ready or not. And I cried because there was nothing else I could do. Even today, right now, I am so scared. I'm up here talking confidently about everything, and I am terrified. Terrified these really are my golden years, that I'll just move into a world of soul-sucking jobs and a dull sense of satisfaction and not have the energy to do anything about it. Then one day I asked myself, why does that have to be my story? If Lewis and Clark has taught me anything, it has taught me the importance of choice. Everything is a choice. I chose to open myself to Elsie in the way I did, to love and be loved in the way I was. I was choosing to let myself think about the impermanence of this time as a reason to fight the future rather than a reason to embrace the present. If I think about this time as my best years behind me, that is what they'll be. If I go into the world thinking the only community I will ever have was in my a cappella group or in my RA staff team, that is going to be my truth. But I don't want my story to look like that. And that's not how I'm going to remember my time here. Because really, the only one who decides what my story looks like is me. So this has been an amazing time for some. Maybe a harder time for others. I'm sure there are people out there who are pretty neutral to everything. But no matter what, the truth is that yes, this time in our life is coming to a close. But that doesn't mean that we're ending. We're not losing the person we are in college just because we're leaving the place. If you want to leave this person behind, now's your chance. So if you take something away from my speech, either take away that hilarious mushroom joke I made at the beginning because it's perfect in any party situation and people love it, or this. We are who we think we are. If we allow our anchors to hold us in the past, we will never move forward. But if we view them more as a roadmap of who we were, who we are, and who we will be, these anchors become more like rest stops. You know, it's a place where we can take a break and stretch our legs and ground ourselves and then move forward again. And above all, remember, nothing is permanent. The most painful moment will pass. The most beautiful sensation will end. And that's all the more reason to forgive and to love and to be forever who you are in the present moment. So, right now, let's be seniors. And in a few minutes, let's be graduates. And let's be proud and scared and foolish and ready. Thanks.